Bless up, family. This is Natalie Rise, and you are tuned to the highest frequency, the Grow From Your Heart podcast with Rusted Jeff. The Grow From Your Heart podcast starts now.
Rusted Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Welcome back, podcast world. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 859 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. You know, I've got another fun episode lined up for us. In today's show, I'm going to give away free seeds. That's right, hang out. We'll talk more about those free seeds later on in the show. Before I get too far, I do want to remind you that the pre-Black Friday sale has begun at iredirect.com. That's right, check iredirect.com for Black Friday sale pricing and current inventory. Once again, that is iredirect.com because the pre-Black Friday sale has begun. All right, I also do want to send a few thank you shout-outs to a few of the great folks who support the podcast on Patreon. Let's kick it off with a big Grow From Your Heart podcast thank you shout-out to my friend T. Clemmy. Thank you for joining us on Discord, bro. It's good to have you over there. I also want to send a big thank you shout-out to my buddy 8-Bit. Thank you for the support. Then let's wrap it up with a big Grow From Your Heart podcast thank you shout-out to my friend Toke Guru. Big thanks and big shout-out to everybody who supports the show on Patreon. If you are not already supporting the show and you would like to learn how to do so, all you have to do is visit www.patreon.com/growfromyourheart. All of the information you need will be right there on the screen. Once again, big thanks to everybody who supports the show. All right, I feel like I've covered all of the business here at the start of the show. Let's work our way into everyone's favorite section of the podcast. That is, of course, the question and answer portion of the show. I do have a couple of websites. My main website is iregenetics.com. Everything is listed at iregenetics.com. There's a link to the Discord server. There's a link to the Patreon. There's a link to iRedirect to get the beans. Everything is at iregenetics.com. But there is also a tab at the top that says Grow Help or Grow Questions. If you click on that Grow Help or Grow Question tab, guess what? You can send me a grow question. If I read your grow question here on the podcast, I will send you a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. Today's first question came from our friend who is going to be called Deckums. I think that's how we say that. Decoms, Deckums. I'm going to call you D for today. Hey, D, thank you for the great question. Also, make sure you check your inbox and your spam folder because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. One more rambly piece of info before I jump into this question. If I do send you a gift certificate or a coupon code for free seeds at iredirect.com, please acknowledge that that gift card does come with an expiration date that will be clearly documented on the email it comes in. Make sure you acknowledge that expiration date because that is real. Once the coupon code expires, I cannot and will not reissue that coupon code. There are a couple of reasons for that, mostly logistic reasons. I don't like having gift certificates just out floating in the ether and owing people money, essentially owing you seeds off of my website. It makes it challenging to keep inventory. It makes it challenging to predict some things. I need those to expire. So that means I need you to use those gift certificates before they do expire. So please, when you see that expiration date, please use that promptly because I do get emails, people saying, hey, I didn't use my gift card. It expired. Can you replace it? Unfortunately, I cannot and will not do that. There are a couple of logistical reasons behind that. First of all, it tells me you did not listen to the podcast. I tell you, hey, you got a coupon code for seeds. Go use it. If you listen to the show, you probably heard it. You got excited. You went and bought seeds. If not, you simply were not excited enough. You didn't hear the show. You didn't go grab the beans. I understand maybe you don't need seeds right now, but go get them. So it tells me you didn't listen to the episode and it tells me you didn't go get your seeds, but I need those to expire, like I said, for logistic reasons and logistic purposes. So please use them before they do expire. That's all I'm going to ramble about that. That was a side note, a side quest, if you will. Let's get back on track. My dude D, make sure you check your inbox, check that spam folder, and use that coupon code. Make sure you use it on the Black Friday month because you will be able to grab some great deals. Where are we? The question goes, yo, brother. Hey, brother. Nice to meet you. It says, much love and appreciation for you and what you do. Mucho blessings. Bro, mucho gratitude. I return the blessings. I return the thankfulness. It's reciprocal is what I'm trying to say here. I am high and rambly today. it is reciprocated. You guys enjoy the lessons I give, and I enjoy the praise and gratitude you send my way. So thank you. It goes two ways. It says, I thought of a question this evening as I was getting in my veg tent, and my question is, what non-growing related items do you use in your grow to help you out? This is a really good question. It said, I really like using zip ties for all sorts of situations. That probably, when I shop outside of the grow store for stuff, zip ties are one of the first things I buy. I buy a lot of zip ties. I use them. I got ducting hanging from a ceiling. I put an eye hook in the ceiling, use a zip tie to keep it in place. Lots of zip ties going on. It goes on. It says, I would love to hear what you use daily or long term. Bless up, my friend, from DCOMS or DCOMS. I'm not sure how to say it, bro, but I still love and respect you either way. So let's talk about some of the things that I may use for my grow that are not necessarily designed or created or intended or sold as grow room items. Everything we buy for the grow is more expensive because the people that made it and the people that sold it to us know we're going to grow cannabis with it. So they just charge us extra for it. Any cannabis growing item costs 10, 20% more than it should simply because they know what we were going to do with it. If it wasn't for growing, the same exact freaking item would be 10, 20% cheaper. You can go get it almost every store, except it's a specialized item, so they mark it up just because they know what we're going to do, which is unfair, but it's America. That's how some shit works. So there are many items we can buy that don't come from the grow store that you can get at your big box store, maybe a local mom and pop shop that will help us in our grow rooms. I've got a short list here. Let's just talk about things that are not necessarily grow room specific devices that I rely on and do use. The first thing on my list was door security. I've got a little sensor thing. It's got one piece and another piece. One goes on the door frame, one goes on the door. It's got a magnet on it. When they click together, this little dot turns off. When they unclick, the red dot lights up and I get a notification on my phone. Door sensors, door alarms. I love it. If my grow room door is open, I know it. My phone beeps and I go, who the fuck is in my grow room? The next thing that goes with that, Wyze cameras. I really like cameras in the grow. So if that thing beeps and says, hey, there's someone around, I can look and see who the fuck is around. I've got a pretty decent sized grow room with multiple tents in that room. I've got a camera in each tent, the veg and the flower, and I like to have a camera in the main part of the room as well. So I can see if there's, we'll talk about another thing here in a second, but I can see what's going on in that room. So if I do get a notification, then I can open up the cameras and I can look and see what's happening. Another thing I'm going to talk about, am I going in order? Because I don't know if I am, I'm going to skip something. One thing that just came to my mind to tell you about is water sensors. At all of your hardware stores, even on Amazon, you can buy water and moisture sensors. So if you're running a reservoir or if you're running anything that automatically fills up, you've got an RO system, you've got water running to that constantly, it fills up, it's filling a reservoir. You should have a float valve to make that stop. Sometimes that will fail. That float valve is going to fuck up one time. You're going to get water all over the floor. If you're gone, you're at work, you're on vacation, maybe you're out running errands, whatever you're doing, maybe you went to get some tacos. Everyone loves tacos. But whatever you're out doing, if you've got a moisture sensor on the floor where moisture should not get to, when water hits that, guess what? Your phone's going to ding. You're going to get a notification. Pull out your phone, open your Waze cameras or your Wyze cameras and look to see, is there water somewhere? That water sensor will ding your phone and let you know, hey, there's water in places it shouldn't be. I use those in my grow, but I also have a leaky pipe in my basement. There's an area that is known to kind of cause a problem. So anytime water starts to happen there, that fucking moisture sensor goes off and tells me so that if I'm sleeping, if I'm across town, if I'm at the store, if I'm at the sneaker shop, I can just get right back to where the grow is, either one of the grows, and I can fix that water and not cause more problems because water can really destroy some shit. So door security is one of the first things I like. Water sensors and cameras are things that I really like. Then let's work on another really important thing, smoke detectors. I really like some sort of smoke detection. We've got a lot of electricity going on in that room. Even if you just have one light and a fan, that's a lot of electricity running in a grow room. I don't know if it's in a closet, a bedroom, or whatever, but we don't want to be the person that causes a fire in the neighborhood because we were cultivating cannabis. That's a really bad look on the entire community. It's a bad look on the plant. That's a rough look, my dude. So don't be the person catching a fire, starting a fire in your cultivation room, especially in a residential area. So I recommend a smoke detector. That way, if something does happen, you could put that shit out as quickly as possible. How are you going to do that? With the next piece of advice I recommend, the next piece of equipment would be a fire extinguisher. That's right. Have a fire extinguisher outside of the grow space. If you walk up to my main grow room right outside on the floor, I know it's on the floor. I could kick it and trip it. Where it is, I won't. But there is a fire extinguisher right on the floor. If some shit goes wrong, I can pick up the fire extinguisher, pull the pin, kick the door like the fucking FBI, and go in and just start spraying and praying and handle some shit. So where are we so far? Door security. You want to know if people come and go. If they come and go, you want a camera so you can look at them. If shit floods, you want a water sensor. Also, when that water sensor goes off, look at the cameras. That's pretty simple. Smoke alarm. We want to know if a fire happens. I don't have a smoke alarm that hooks up to my phone. It's simply fucking loud. Hopefully I'm here or there or wherever the fire happens. Hopefully there's no fire, to be honest with you. But do they make and sell a smoke detector that hooks up to your phone yet? That should be something. You know what's going to happen? My AC Infinity monitor is going to let me know it's 170,000 degrees in there. It will beep and tell me. So we do have some sort of fire warning if we are away. So we got a smoke detector. We got a fire extinguisher. Now we're just going to work our way into other random. Those are big things I thought we should definitely cover. Safety. Safety is important. Safety and security. Door locks. Do you have good locks on your doors? That's more shit to think about. I did not even write down. Locking doorknobs. Those are important. But then I really like the spin mop. The spin mop is just another random fun thing that I've bought for my grow. It's got the thing that spins inside of it. So you use the mop, you get that shit dirty, and then you stick it in the one part and you hit the pedal and it spins the thing around and cleans your mop for you. I really like the spin mop. That I don't work for spin mop. Nobody pays me to advertise except Irie Genetics because I own the damn company. But spin mop is a great fucking product. It's fun. It's cheap. And it makes things easier. You know, the janitor bucket, if you got a big space, get the janitor bucket. Spin mop's a small version of that. It's carry, it's portable. It's really easy to use, and you got to mop the damn floor. And if you have easier gear to access and use, you're more likely to use it. So the spin mop, that was a fun little investment. Also, something I use a whole bunch in the grow space is a doctor stool. If you got that little rollable, rolling adjustable doctor stool, that will save your back, that'll save your legs. Sometimes I'm just scooting all the way across the floor. I don't want to stand up and go over there to get the scissors and come back. I'll roll my high ass right across the floor, get them, launch myself right back. But that doctor stool really helps a lot. I don't need to be standing all day. I don't need to be hunched over and bent over. A little doctor stool makes things a lot easier for me. There are a lot of options. I like the doctor stool. Works great for what I'm trying to do. The next thing that I use a whole bunch in my grow space, and this is not grow related, but how I said, if you enjoy being in there, you'll be in there more, which some of you just need to get the fuck out of the grow and quit messing with the plants. But if there's work to do, like popping, twisting, lollipopping, defoliating, working the plants into the trellis net, which I really enjoy doing, the environment helps a lot. So it's really nice to be in there. Something I'm going to add right now, glasses, good grow room sunglasses. They make specific glasses to protect you from the spectrum of light which you are using. If you're using HPS, LED, ceramic metal halide, they make a pair of glasses to protect you from that spectrum. Our eyes are the most sensitive organs on our body that are exposed to the elements, and also one of the most critical senses we've got for survival. So protect your eyes, invest in your eyes, get some good glasses to cover your eyes. But another thing I wanted to say, if we're going to be in there a lot, make it comfortable, jam some good music, get a good Bluetooth speaker for the grow space. That's not unheard of. At this time, those Bluetooth speakers are so affordable. You can get a good cheap speaker for like $20 at the gas station, and it's going to bump. You could get something really nice at Target or at Home Depot, but those $20 little pieces of shit at the gas station are going to bump and give you some music, especially if you're just listening to the Grow From Your Heart podcast. There's no super sound quality to try to put out here other than my voice. You don't need like cool bass riffs, or there's no guitar chucking through. So just a decent speaker will make it go a long way. Some gentle entertainment in the grow space, or some AirPods, one of the two, a little Bluetooth speaker or some AirPods. You can get some music or a podcast going. That'll encourage you to go in there. Sometimes I'm like, I just want to listen to this podcast. I'm going to go defoliate just so I have something to do while I listen. So get some music going in there. I don't care if it's Bluetooth speakers or AirPods. Get some sound happening. It's good for you. It'll make you feel better, and you'll enjoy your time in there. Then other things we're going to talk about. Uline is your hero. If you're a weed grower, you probably get a catalog from Uline in the mail about once a month with all their cool shit that they offer you. They offer some cool things. They offer a push cart that I really like. You can load up all your nutrients on the bottom of that. You can put a bunch of stuff on the bottom of the cart, all the heavy stuff. And then up top, put like your scissors, a box of gloves. Your drink can go up there, your Bluetooth speaker. I got a little cart that I just push around. It makes life so much easier. If I need something, it's on the cart. I know most of what I need is probably on the cart, and I can roll the cart from room to room, wherever I need it. All my stuff can be close to me. I can put a lot of things on that cart. I clean the cart, you guys. The cart gets messy. Don't put your food and stuff on there. I just said have your drink on there, but no Doritos, not a lot of that stuff. I got a sprayer. I got some scissors. I got gloves. The Bluetooth speaker sits there. My phone is probably on there. There's a pen and a pad of paper for some notes. Just all the random shit. My glasses will be sitting on there. Just random shit's on there. Just that little cart makes life easy. I can just push it around from room to room, from grow to grow, space to space. I mix in another area so I can roll it over the mix area and then bring it. It provides a lot of purpose. I can set a 5-gallon bucket on it. I can carry like 8 5-gallon buckets on there, no problem. Get a little rolling cart from Uline or a little basket of some sort just to carry your shit around. You save a lot of time not going to get individual items all the time. Like in my clone area, my cloning happens right here. Most of my nutrients are in one area, my mix area. My cloning stuff, the purple gel, the CloneX, and the pH down and the pH pen are in. It's a thing I got. It came from Target. I'm pretty sure it's designed to go in the shower. It looks like it could hang right on the shower head and hold your shampoos and your loofah and whatever, but it's perfectly big enough to hold the pH down, the CloneX gel, the CloneX juice, a pair of scissors, a pH pen, and a box of gloves all fit perfectly in this like little shower rack thing. And that just hangs on the wall by my cloner. It was designed to be for the shower. You know, you put your shampoos and all that stuff in there. Girls probably hang a plant in there. I've got all my cloning stuff right there so that if I do decide to move the cloner to another area, just grab that. All my cloning supplies come with me. Makes it super fucking easy. So a little Uline basket, a shower organizer. I've got the shower organizer is fucking awesome. That's one of my favorites. Where else do we go from here? Something that I buy quite often that is definitely not meant to be for growing, and you'll see this in so many grows, is beer cups. I buy a lot of beer cups. The red solo party cups or even the rainbow pack will work. I don't care what color they are, but I like to use those cups to put my little baby clones in. If I cut clones right when I put them into their first pot, they go into a beer cup a lot of the time. One thing I should stress is poke holes in the bottoms of those beer cups. I usually take a drill and I can stack up a bunch and just put one big hole through the bottom and then do a couple more just right in the middle and then a couple randomly through there. You want drainage. I've also seen guys heat up a hot poker and just push a poker through a big stack of cups. However, that's going to stink. It's going to make smoke, be forewarned. But put holes in those beer cups and they work perfectly for little containers for small plants. I've done full breeding projects in beer cups, so that's something to think about. I'm not going to tell you too much about that now, but beer cups and a drill. Just get some beer cups and a drill, and you can make like 52 pots for like $8. You know, it's not that expensive. I got a bad itch on my ankle here. I hope this doesn't disrupt the show. That probably looked weird, but it feels better. All right, where are we? Duct tape. You guys, duct tape and zip ties are your hero. I don't know who said it, but one wise man, it might have been Confucius. Confucius once said, if you can't duck it, fuck it. So get some duct tape. You can fix almost everything in the grow space. Get some of that aluminum, like the foil tape. You can cut your fingers on it real good. Get some of that tape. That stuff sticks to everything. You can fix a lot of shit with that. That and duct tape and zip ties, bro, you cannot go wrong. Everything is fixable with duct tape and zip ties. Also, something I use, you're going to say, bro, you're 6'5". Why do you have one of these? Because sometimes there's shit I need to get to. I have a step stool. It's a shitty step stool from Home Depot, and I use it way more than you might imagine. Yeah, I'm 6'5", but sometimes just getting up above the light and being able to work on top of the light without being on my tippy toes makes it a lot freaking easier. So maybe a little step stool, one of those folding, get the size you need. You know what I'm talking about. But if you need to get up top and get some shit, go get a step stool. Don't be shy. A little trash can for the grow is always nice too. I put a trash can with the trash bag in it. Anytime I defoliate or whatever, if you use some of that silver tape, it's got a backing. You need a trash can. I recommend a trash can with a lid and a bag, and get rid of that trash every day. Take that trash out of your grow room, not just out of the grow, but if you can get it out of the house, the facility, whatever, get rid of it as far as you can from your grow. Let the bugs go to those dead leaves outside instead of in your environment. You're just asking for problems with dead leaves and foliage around. So a little trash can and some trash bags and some duct tape are always your friend. I did not write this on here, but I just thought of this. All of us growers get fucking sticky. Trim time is sticky. Working is sticky. We need something to clean all that stickiness off. I like a bottle of coconut oil. Go to your local health food store or the Whole Foods or Sprouts or Natural Grocers, whatever you got in your neighborhood. Go get a jar of coconut oil. When your fingers are super sticky, when my arm hair is sticky, I'll just take coconut oil and just give myself one of these and just give it a good rub, and all that stickiness will come right off. Then you got to wash with soap and water after that. But coconut oil will get rid of all that stickiness. It helps a lot. It will also help to clean your scissors and all of your other gear. So if you got some sticky shit, coconut oil. If you want to clean surfaces, that's when I recommend 91% ISO. Try not to put the ISO on your skin, although it wouldn't be a surprise to walk into the room and catch me washing my hands with straight ISO because I'm fucking sticky. Don't do that. You're better than that. Your skin means more to you than that. Do as I say, not as I do. Some shit like that. I learned it from you, Dad. Where are we? A pH pen. I recommend just getting a new pH and an EC pen. I recently bought one that is a combo. It is EC, pH, and temperature all at the same time. I drop one thing in there, and it tells me everything I need to know. That one tool makes me save a couple of minutes every day, which is encouraging. It makes me want to play with it. I'm like, oh, I have a new toy that works real well. Let's stick it in the water, see what the EC, pH, and temperature are all in one move instead of having to dump multiple devices in here. Get yourself a good, reliable EC and pH meter. It will make your life much better, and it'll make the plants happier. We're banging off shit on this list here. We're going pretty quickly. Dude, something I use a lot in a commercial or in a regular commercial or home grow environment is coat hangers. When I harvest my plants, I put them on coat hangers. I just chop them and hang them up on coat hangers. I buy a lot of coat hangers for grows. Also, here's a dad hack. Take a coat hanger, right? Get the plastic kind, or even the old metal ones will work for this matter. Get the plastic coat hanger. It's got the piece that comes down. It's got the part where your clothing would hang. Cut that part out. I use the snips that I cut the fucking plants down with. Clip that bitch off there. Clip it off there. Now you got your coat hanger that goes like this with a big gap. Put a roll of paper towels in that gap and hang that bitch up. What free idea there for you. That's probably the best advice I gave you in this whole episode. Take a coat hanger, cut out the middle part, slap on a fucking roll of paper towels. You've got an awesome paper towel hanger for the grow space right there. Fucking genius, dude. Also, something else I use a lot that you can get at Walmart, Target, anywhere that sells fucking cheap plastic items. Amazon is good for this. The Container Store's got them. They are under the bed bins designed to put your clothing or whatever you want to store under the bed, but they're real shallow. They're like, I don't know, I want to say 6, 8, maybe 9 inches deep. I don't know about that far. 6 or 8, 9 inches deep. And they're like 2 feet long and a foot wide, maybe 18 inches wide. But I like those for putting all kinds of shit in there. I think you can fit 48, maybe 24, 48 beer cups perfectly in the tray that I'm talking about. So if you just want to fill one of those up, do a little pheno hunt, maybe a quick breeding run in beer cups, that Sterlite tray will hold a bunch of cups perfectly. Also, when I'm harvesting, I'll chop down plants and put it right into that bin and let it sit there till it dries sometimes. It will work in a pinch. Also, when I'm harvesting for seeds, I hang the plant up till it's dry. Once it's dry enough, I put it in that bin so that I do not lose my seeds. They don't fall out of anywhere except into that bin. Then I'll take gloves and bust all the buds off the sticks into that bin, then grind it all up real fine into that bin. Now I've got all my material and my seeds in that bin. That's how I keep that bin of seeds kind of isolated. So I use a lot of Sterlite trays. They sell a bunch of different sizes. They will make your trim life and your storage life much easier. Also, I use a lot of ball jars. I thought of that because I could see ball jars. There's a box of ball jars sitting over there. My long-term storage goes in ball jars or turkey bags. Get you some turkey bags. It's going to be hard right now at this time of year, but or maybe it's easier. I don't know. Maybe they're available. Turkey bags are great for storage. I'd give you the paper towel hanger idea. That's probably the best one you're going to get all day. I told you about Sterlite bins. I told you about the hangers. You guys, I think we have covered most of my ideas that I've got for items we can use that are not meant for the grow room, things we can reallocate for grow room purposes. This is where I'm going to do what we call a podcast call to action. That's right, Irie Army, Grow From Your Heart podcast listeners. What are you using in your grow that was not designed to be used for growing purposes? What are you buying somewhere else? How can we save a few bucks? How can we save some time? Share your ideas down there in the comments. And my favorite comment will win a free pack of seeds. That should be pretty encouraging, right? There's no time limit to this. I've got all the time I want in the world to choose the winner. I will know the comment when I see it. I will tag you. I will let you know that you won. I will request an email address from you is how you will know. But the best contribution to this comment section for what are you using that is not designed to be used in a grow, for your grow. Give us your ideas. My favorite comment wins a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. All right, this was a really fun question. I'm going to make this question the entire podcast. That's all we're doing this episode. So my dude, DeComs, thank you for the great question. Make sure you check your inbox for that coupon code for a free pack of seeds. And everybody else out there that sent questions, please do not feel discouraged if I did not read your question on this episode. I've got a stack of wonderful questions here in front of me. I've got a stack of subpar questions also over here. Keep the questions coming because there are more episodes coming. Maybe I will read your question on the very next episode. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pimps and hoes, friends and foes, smokers, growers, clone cutters, pollen chuckers, all of you beautiful cannabis enthusiasts out there, I do want to thank each and every one of you for listening to another episode of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. Once again, don't forget about that pre-Black Friday sale at iredirect.com. Go check iredirect.com now for current pricing and inventory. Also, join the mailing list on my website. That way, when I put out new sales, new drops, new updates, sometimes I do release new clones, you will get an update. You won't miss any exclusive offers or deals. Everything else you could possibly need is on my website at iregenetics.com. There's a link to the Discord server. There's a link to iredirect. There's a link to Patreon. Everything is at iregenetics.com. If you have any questions, corrections, comments, or concerns, I would love to hear from you. My email address is growfromyourheart@hotmail.com. Don't be shy. If you've got some constructive criticism, I would love to hear from you. Even if you've got hate mail, don't be shy. I can handle it. All right, I think that is all I've got for you for this episode. I'll be back in a week with fresh new content. I want to give a big shout out to my buddy Drew Terps 420. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me.
Rasta Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Time to take another dab. Grab your piece in and hug up on the bag. Rasta Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, hug them up, be relaxed. Hold up.
Roots and wisdom start to show from the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibe, Rasta Jeff in our conscious tribe. He spreads the truth in every word. Every voice must now be heard. Healing light through cannabis. Grow from your heart, pure bliss. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. In the light we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Natural medicine and love flows within us like a dove. Educate and elevate. Join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. In the light, we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find